Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Today's broadcast is for Thursday, September 13th. Amen. Already the month of September, almost halfway into it. My goodness. Well, today happens to be the birthday of Brother Houston Barnett. Hope and pray Brother Houston has a special day and is blessed of the Lord throughout the day today. And hope you have a great day as well. Amen. Well, we've got some good songs lined up here on the broadcast. Going to have the Shepherd family singing Farther On, and then a good song by the Roten and Arnold family. And then a message from the book of Malachi as we're studying here in this third chapter this week. Last verse, I believe it is, we're on this week. So hope that'll be a blessing to you. But before we do want to go to the Lord in prayer. Let me thank God for the good services in the house of God last night. Opportunity to be able to gather around the radio mic and make the broadcast for today. Pray that you would pray for us and pray with us that God might use it and bless it for His glory and honor. Pray for my wife and I as we're traveling into Virginia. Going to be in a meeting there tonight and then tomorrow all day. Then Lord willing, headed back on Saturday, and Lord willing, preaching there in Louisville, scheduled to, and then back here on Sunday morning. Be here Sunday morning and Sunday night. Amen. So pray with us right now, if you will. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, grace, and mercy. Thank you for reaching way down where we were, rescuing us out of what we were and who we were. Thank you for saving us. Lord, we were not only in sin, we were sinners. Sin was in us. We sinned because we were sinners. Lord, I want to thank you that you sent a Savior, and because He's the Savior, He's able to save. I want to thank you that He did reach down where I was at and save me by His grace. Lord, I pray for that same thing for others as well. Bless Brother Houston. Give him a special day today. Lord, I pray use the broadcast for your glory and honor, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I've got two songs right now before we go to the message. I've got the Shepherd family, first of all, singing a good song for us. And then I've got the Roten and Arnold family singing one for us, one entitled He's Always There. Hope both these songs will be a blessing to you. Then the message from the Word of God. As we get ready to look in the book of Malachi again, today's message and the message this week will be focusing primarily on Malachi chapter number 3 and verse number 18, the final verse of chapter number 3. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about how that God's people will be remembered. We spoke last week about how God's people will be rewarded. In this week's message, we're going to be looking at how God's people will be recognized. There is going to be a returning and a discerning. There's going to be a clear distinction made between the people of God and the people who are not of God. That's the focus of the message today. Now, we're taking our text again, Malachi chapter number 2, and we're looking primarily today at the final verse of Malachi chapter number 3. If you've got your Bible, Malachi chapter number 2 is where we're taking our text, Malachi chapter number 2. And we'll read the last verse of chapter 2, the first verse of chapter 3. And then we'll jump down and read the last verse of chapter 3. That'll be our text for today. All right, Malachi chapter number 2, verse number 17. The Bible says, "Ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet ye say, wherein have we wearied Him? When ye say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and He delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." Jump down to verse 18 of chapter 3. "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Looking again at verse number 18, primarily for our message today. "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Now, I've mentioned again and again that Malachi's detractors, those that rejected his message, those that argued with his message, they kept saying that God doesn't bless those that serve him.
They were saying back in chapter 2, verse 17, where is the God of judgment? Where's God at when I need Him? Is what they were saying. Where's His blessings on me when I'm serving God? And where's His judgment on those that are not serving God? And so they were saying that God does not bless those that serve Him. And they were arguing that He was rather blessing those that serve the flesh. They were saying that there was no use in serving God, that there was no pay, if you want to say it that way, for serving God. So Malachi repeatedly argues that God is not unrighteous. Amen. Rather, that their conclusions have been drawn presumptuously. Amen. They don't have all the facts. They've not got all the figures in, and yet they're trying to add up the score. Amen. The score's not in yet. Amen. God's one that's got all the facts and He's got all the figures. Amen. And He's going to settle the score one of these days. And we'll find out who comes out on top in the end. Amen. But He was telling them that their conclusions were drawn presumptuously about God's blessings and about God Himself, and that they were in error. Now, in our scripture here, we notice in this verse, God is announcing that He will draw a line between the righteous and the unrighteous. God's announcing right here there's going to be a clear distinction made between the godly and the ungodly. Verse number 18, then ye shall return and discern between it. In other words, you can see the difference is what He's saying. You'll be able to recognize the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth Him not. I believe that what He's saying is that you, right now, you can't seem to tell where God's blessing and where God's not blessing. You think God's blessing the ungodly. You don't think God is blessing the godly. But He said the day will come, you will see that the godly are way blessed and the ungodly are very much punished. And there's a vast difference between the two. That's the point that He's making. There's going to be a vast difference. Now, here's my point for my message. I said verse 16 about the people of God and God dealing in justice with the saints, that in verse number 16 they will be remembered. In verse number 17 they will be rewarded. They've got the jewels. And then in verse number 18 we see that they will be recognized. There's coming a day when God said you'll be able to see the difference in the godly and the ungodly. Amen. Now permit me if you will for just a moment to make a few remarks concerning the interpretation of this verse. And let me draw some comparisons and some conclusions from this statement. Now, first of all, some read this statement when it says, then shall ye return. See that, the first statement of verse 18? Then shall ye return. Some read that as saying, then shall ye be converted. Because the word return unto the Lord, is the same idea of being converted unto the Lord. Turning around, that's repenting, that's being converted, turned around, all right? And so some read that to say that then shall you be converted, which is the result of repentance to God. By the way, let me just plug this real quickly. There is no conversion without repentance, amen? If there's no repentance, there's no conversion, amen? But if you repent towards God, I believe God will save you by His grace. Amen. And so that would be, if that's the statement, if that's how this were to read, then shall ye be converted and discern between the righteous and the wicked. If He's talking about them being saved, He would be dealing with the salvation of the nation of Israel. And by the way, that is a prophetic statement. That is a biblical statement. And Israel will be converted one day. Hosea chapter 2 verse 27 said, and I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my God. Amen. Brother Steve mentioned this morning, Hosea is a great book and deals with God's love and mercy to the nation of Israel. 1 Peter chapter number 2 verse 10 says this, which in time past were not a people. Now he's not talking about the Jews, he's talking about the Gentiles. 1 Peter 2:10, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I was a vessel of wrath. I was headed for destruction. I was living dishonorably. I was full of dishonor. But I'm glad by the grace of God, God cleansed me out and God filled me with His mercy. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a day I was standing before the firing squad just about for the hammer to fall. Amen. Just about for the shot to ring forth. It's almost as if I could hear the judgment in my ears. And yet God granted mercy. Amen. I'm glad I called for mercy and God granted mercy. Amen. Amen. But here we are. The Bible says we're out of the same lump now. We were vessels of wrath. We were children of disobedience. And we're among the children of wrath. But something happened. What was it that happened? The Bible says that the gospel came to us. Something happened that changed our heart and changed our life. In Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 17. The Bible says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Amen. I'm glad that the gospel crossed my path. Amen. I'm glad I came head face to face, headlong into the gospel. I heard it from the time I was a child, but one day I really heard it. Amen. It went past my ears, went past my head, and made it all the way to my heart. Amen. I'm glad the Spirit of God took the sword of God, the sword of the Word, and pierced my heart and showed me I was the sinner that He's talking about. I was the one doomed and headed to hell. And I was the one that Jesus went to Calvary for. Amen. And He was willing to save me if I'd only come to Him. Thank God. Amen. Something happened. What happened? The gospel came to us. Now sinners sin by nature and by choice. Amen. John chapter 1 verse 11 through 13. We know these verses very well. He came unto His own and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. How can sinners be saved? I'm talking about men that have drunk all their life. That's all they've known is drunkenness. That's all they've known. They've quit millions of times, and they're still drinking. How are they going to get changed? I'll tell you what will change them. The gospel is the only thing that will change them. Amen. I know people say, well, preacher, I'd like to believe that, but I can't change. You cannot change yourself, but the gospel can change you. Amen. If you'll let the gospel get in you, the gospel will work in you. Amen. And it'll be Christ in you, the hope of glory, and Christ will start working out of you and changing you and molding you and making you into what He wants you to be. I believe that's right. Amen. Amen. I'm glad that the gospel crossed my path. He said there's going to be a difference. You're going to see a difference, all right? The preaching of the gospel somehow crossed the path of the unbeliever. And that unbeliever had to make a choice whether to accept it or reject it, whether to continue in darkness or to walk in the light that God's given them. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 9, Paul declared how that ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Amen. You see, it is not our actions that save us. I'm not talking about our works that save us. But rather, it is our submission to the Holy Spirit as He begins to work grace in our heart and work faith in our life that we might be saved by grace through faith. Amen. Amen. He works on us to cause us to be washed from our sins. Amen. And to be made into new creatures in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, we got to submit ourselves to the Spirit. We got to submit ourselves to the potter is what He's saying. Amen. Same lump. But He wants to make something wonderful out of us. Amen. Amen. Now, let me get back to my scripture. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 18 again. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth Him not. Now I said, depend on how you translate that scripture or interpret that scripture, then shall you return could be talking about they're going to get converted. I'm glad God does convert people and one day will convert Israel. But I don't believe that's the primary teaching of the verse. Then I notice that ye shall return, so they're going to see it. They're going to see it. But here's the phrase, and I underline this whole phrase, then shall ye return. God said, you're coming back on that last day. Amen. When you die, your body, that's not it. I know the Jehovah's Witnesses say, when you die, it's all over. Not according to the King James Bible.
Right.
And not according to Malachi. Amen. Malachi said, you're going to be around to see it. You're going to see the judgment that comes on this earth. And you're going to see the justice that comes to the saint of God. The people that Malachi had preached to are now long gone. But they're somewhere. Amen. And they're coming back. Amen. Malachi foretold of a day when they shall return. Amen. I believe Malachi was preaching the resurrection. Amen. These unbelieving Jews will one day be resurrected from the dead. Amen. And on that day, they're going to see those who are sanctified. Amen. Those Jews that believed, these unbelieving Jews are going to see those Jews that did believe. But they're also going to see from the east to the west, Gentiles sitting down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what the Lord prophesied. Amen. The Lord said, you're going to see it. The children of the kingdom cast out. But the Gentiles sitting down, strangers sitting down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. They're going to be able to see that. They're going to one day recognize that Jesus is Lord. But they're not only going to recognize He's Lord, they're going to recognize that the Bible's right, that Malachi was right, and that we were right. I'm telling you, won't that be a wonderful day when God shows that we're not only going to be rewarded, we're not only going to be remembered, but we're going to be recognized. One day the world's going to have to say, you were right. You were right. They've been calling us fools all along. Amen. Amen. I was thinking about this the other day. This is back in the last snowstorm we had. I mentioned this to Brother Steve. I was thinking about a young man in particular, went off to school. And in his education, he had a wonderful religious education. But he got off in that school, and instead of being the hero that he'd been at the church, he got over there and he's a dunce all of a sudden. That school that does not accept any of his religion, that school that denounces his religion, makes him an idiot and tell him that everything he's believed, everything he's based his life on is faulty science. That it's wrong, that he's been misled, and that the people he thinks are wise are actually fools, and he's been led to believe that. Amen. But the truth is, one of these days, that crowd that's mocking him is going to recognize that their whole life has been a lie. That everything they've believed has been based on faulty science. That everybody they thought was wise are actually fools. Amen. And the crowd they mocked and the crowd they ridiculed and said that the only reason we believe the King James Bible is because we're too ignorant to believe anything else. One of these days, they're going to recognize we're right. Amen. We're right. That's what he's saying. Amen. They're going to see that those that believed God, those that trusted God, were remembered by Jehovah, were rewarded by Jehovah, and they will recognize their great folly of unbelief. Acts chapter number 24, verse 15, the last phrase of that says, there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.